cattlemen and women learned from experts at North Dakota State University about the challenges and opportunities facing the industry. This year, one challenge has been drought, which has kept the North Dakota Vet Diagnostics Lab crew busy. Here's Lab Director Brett Webb.
You know, the most critical issues we've been seeing are related to water, both poor water quality and also blue-green algae blooms have been a significant issue. A couple other issues that we've had is related to a toxicity in forages. And so with the drought stress, we've seen quite a few cases of nitrate toxicity, as well as occasional cyanide toxicity with people planting more sorghum.
On stop number two of the afternoon, cattle producers learned about beef quality and yield grading at the NDSU Meats Lab. According to Animal Science Department Associate Professor Rob Maddock, that ultimately determines overall carcass value.
We're going to get a wholesale meat value based on an actual cutout. And so if we look at the wholesale meat value, that's going to be the total value of the carcass. And then we'll look at, I use today's live cattle prices, and we're going to look at what some margins are from live cattle price to what wholesale value would be, is kind of the dollars the packers are getting. And we're going to have a little discussion about why that margin is what it is, maybe it was historically, and where we're at today.
The final stop of the tour was the commodity trading room at Berry Hall at the downtown campus. Stay tuned to the Red River Farm Network for more reports from the 92nd Annual North Dakota Stockmen's Association Convention. Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, I'm Megan Overby.